Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's 8:50 a.m. Thursday morning here on KSJE. We have an extra segment this morning all about the upcoming holiday event in the city of Aztec, of course. Part of it's already underway. But to talk more about Aztec Sparkles, Debbie Klein is here from the Aztec Sparkles Committee and the Aztec Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back to KSJE.
Yes.
Good to have you here.
Several times.
You have, because you are always involved in something going on in Aztec. So.
Well, I try to be.
Yeah, so here we go. So Aztec Sparkles, and as I mentioned, there's a bit of it underway already to find the elf, right?
Yes. Okay. We have a contest going on to try to bring people over to shop in Aztec.
Sure.
And to visit our businesses. It's called Find the Elf or Elf Hunt.
Okay.
It's
elf season, so elf hunting,
elf,
I guess,
season.
Is allowed.
It is. And we have 22 businesses in town, everything from food places, Dairy Queen and Domino's. And then we've 550 Pizza, and then we have some shopping areas, Buck and Western Boutique, and Little Aztec Flower Shop, and Main Street Suites, number of things, Rustic Creations. Anyway, these businesses have hidden the elf somewhere in their business.
Uh-huh.
And you can, and all of them have game cards, so you can visit any of the 22 businesses, pick up a game card, and you only have to find 10. You don't have to go to all 22.
Okay.
But pick 10 that you think you'd like to visit and go and get your game card verified, and then it's entered into a drawing. Last year, our prize ended up being over $400 worth of merchandise from the participating businesses.
I see. And that's what's going to happen this year, too?
It is happening this year.
Okay.
Last year was Find the Grinch. This time, we're doing the whole theme of the Aztec Sparkles this year is elf magic.
Right.
And we intend to have some little elf footprints all over town. So the magic elves will be there.
Very good. So, but we only have a few more days to find the elf, right? This is only lasts until Saturday, right?
Right, till Saturday. It's been going on since the 1st.
Okay.
If you get your 10 verifications, you can leave it with that business, or you can hang on to it. We'd rather you hang on to it and bring it down to Aztec Sparkles on Saturday, December 10th. And we will have the drawing box. We'll be with the DJ at Chaco in Maine starting at 3 o'clock. So you can put your entry in the box from 3 to 5:45. And we're going to draw the winner at 5:55 right before the parade starts.
Okay. And that's telling us about all the things going on Saturday. But that's just a small portion of the things that you plan for Saturday. Because that's a big day in Aztec for the Christmas season, the holiday season, right? You've got the parade that you've mentioned in the evening, but it really gets started earlier than that.
Yes, we have events starting at as early as 9 o'clock. We have a Santa run, and the registration for that's at 9.
For people that really like to be active and out in the
cold and run.
Okay. More power to you, people.
That Santa Dash happens at 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And then we also have at Feet of Clay, our artist co-op is having an art show with snacks and beverages all day long starting at 10.
Okay.
So 10 to 6 on that one. At 11 o'clock, we're real excited and proud that we're going to have the ribbon cutting for the North Main Extension, which has been a long time coming, but it's completed and it's really pretty. We heard last night at the Chamber Board meeting that it is almost ready for inhabitants, for businesses and things to start coming in. There are no buildings, of course, but they have just a little bit more to get set up. And then he said they were hoping that within a year that we would start having some little shops and businesses down there.
Very nice. And for folks who aren't familiar with this, I don't know where you've been for the last few years, but it's been a really interesting economic development project for the city of Aztec to extend Main Avenue north,
right,
beyond where it ends now, north of Highway 516, and allow maybe some more like pedestrian areas and other places to gather and more shops and things, and maybe have a public space. And it actually, if I'm not mistaken, connects with the trail
that goes up
and beyond and across the river to the ruins.
To the ruins.
And it connects the ruins to downtown.
It does. And there used to be just a kind of a dirt parking lot that you could connect to the ruins, but it just wasn't very nice, and it's really nice now. There's a nice parking area. You can get out. You can walk down the trail, go across the bridge, the Animas, and straight on to the ruins. And so it's kind of beginning to connect and make a circle in Aztec with the trail from Riverside Park and across the bridge there. And so we've kind of got completed the circle.
It's almost like people were thinking about this grander idea.
Yes.
And that's what we're talking about and what's happening. Anyway, congratulations to Aztec. There's been a lot of people that have been involved with that. The chamber, of course, and the city, and a lot of prior city councils and mayors, a lot of folks who've helped make that possible. So that's ribbon cutting. The ground has been broken.
It's done.
Yeah. Ribbon cutting on Saturday morning. What time?
11 o'clock.
Okay.
And the city did a great job of decorating. Actually, Aztec, I think, is decorated really well every year.
Nice.
And they added that North Main Extension to that.
Very good.
List of decorations.
Okay. So that's happening at 11. And I know you got all this stuff planned too, right?
There is a ski swap going on at 550 Tap Room. It's a block off of Main, across the alley from Rubio's. And it's going from 11 to 5. And so if you're ski fans and you need to upgrade your skis, or you've got growing kids that you need to get some longer skis or whatever, check out the ski swap at 550 Tap Room. That starts at 11. And then our kind of main activities and events for families and such, those others are pretty specific to racer, runners and artists and such, is our activities and demonstrations in the afternoon. Those are starting at 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a variety of things. We've got little activities for the kids. And a thing I want to mention is we've tried really hard to get everything indoors. So even if the weather is not wonderful, we're hoping it is, but if it's not, come on out, because nearly everything we have planned are indoors.
Okay.
So these activities, some of them to mention, the museum is having an open house, and they're making elf hats. The kids can make elf hats. We've got balloon animals at Main Street Suites. We have a coloring contest at Baked and Fried. We have cookie decorating at Main Street Suites. That's a demo. We've got a bicycle maintenance at Barefoot Bikes. It's a demo. We have a quilt class going on at Quilt at Yaya, which is a demo. We've got letters to Santa. You have your kids write letters to Santa, and we're going to send them off to a place who will answer those letters. And so the kids will get a return letter from Santa or elves or something.
Okay,
so
that's from the letter that they wrote. Nice.
That's kind of a neat thing, and that's at Lane Law Office. We have some ornament making. We've got face painting. We've got a miniature petting ponies. We've got three little cute miniature ponies in costume that are very good with kids, and you can come out and see them. Kind of a different thing that we've done this year is we've kind of made pockets of activity, and our senior center is a big area. We had the VFW has a craft show across the street.
Okay.
In the Civic Center, or senior center, we have face painting, we have children's crafts, we've got vendors, and several of those are children oriented.
Mm-hmm.
We have,
and that's just a block or two off of Main anyway. It's all right in the same neighborhood, right?
But it's worth walking over there to it.
Sure.
They will fix up a backdrop of Christmas type things for holiday photos, family photos, which I think would be fun. And then that is also one of our hayride shuttle stations.
Okay.
So this year, instead of just a hayride making a circle, we have turned it into a shuttle, and it will run from the senior center, kind of on north part of town,
right,
kind of central north, and then it'll go to the High Desert Credit Union that's down on the south side of town. And that's where that's where the petting ponies will be, the miniature ponies, and they have some hot cocoa and things going on there. It's down in that, right across from Care Drug. It's on the far end of town.
Right there.
And then there will be a shuttle stop there. So the shuttles will be going back and forth in their hay rides.
Okay.
So we're kind of doing a dual purpose there.
And folks can just hitch a ride on those?
And go to one end of town. And if they want to get back on and go back to the senior center, they can.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can, if you leave from the credit union and walk toward town, Poppin' Tags is participating, the feed store is participating, Buck and Western's right there. There are lots of activity and businesses really close to the credit union that you could just head that back down into town.
All right. Debbie, we're almost out of time.
Yes.
I don't want to cut you off. But the parade, of course, is the other big deal that's happening at 6 o'clock, I think, on Saturday.
6 o'clock
right?
on Saturday. It's
Main
a light
Avenue.
Parade. And then following the parade is the Christmas lighting, tree lighting in Minium Park.
Okay. Very good. And we can find all the information on the Facebook page for the Aztec Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, and on our website,
aztecchamber.com. Very good.
And I think the city has it posted, too.
I bet they do. So,
yes.
Wonderful. Well, Debbie Klein, thank you for coming in this morning.
I've got one thing. Santa will be around all
good.
2 to 5:30.
Oh, you'd think he'd be too busy, but he's going to be there.
Yes.
Okay.
He's going to move from business to business, so it'll be interesting.
All right. Good to know. Merry Christmas to you and to the Aztec Chamber of Commerce and the City of Aztec. Thanks for coming in. You're welcome. That's Debbie
Appreciate
Klein
it.
From the Aztec Chamber, my guest this morning, talking about Aztec Sparkles, happening now until this Saturday with me on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.